After wishing everyone Shavua Tov, I thought it would be appropriate in terms of Kodshim this week in particular, in honor of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, to study various dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. What I have for you here as an introduction to our discussion today is a selected section from the Encyclopedia Talmudit on the Urim V'Tumim. And he writes that the Avnei, this is based on the Tshuvas of the Gaon, and the Avnei HaChoshen, the stones that are on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, they themselves are called the Urim V'Tumim. And the reason for that is, what is Urim means light, She'osiyosehen Me'iros, that the light that shines from the letters that are in the Choshen Mishpat, that's called Urim V'Tumim. And those letters sort of shine, right? They take on a certain light. It's a very magical thing. Most Rishonim say that the Shem HaMeforesh itself was placed in the Choshen. Okay, there were kfeilim, there were certain parts of the Choshen that were sort of folded over, and they inserted into those folds the Shem HaMeforesh. And the Pasuk says, and this you'll see in number 12, is a Pasuk in the end of Sefer Shmos. It says, Shachoshen Hoyarko Amo Virachbo Zeres. Okay, we have the dimensions of the Choshen. Venasata El HaChoshen HaMishpat Es HaUrim V'Satumim. And you place into the Choshen the Urim V'Tumim. So again, we have the sizes of the Urim, the dimensions of the Urim, of the Choshen, and then we would find that parts of the Choshen were folded over, which gave us a little bit of a hollow, so to speak, in which they would insert the Shem HaMeforesh. Others say that there were Shemos Kedoshim in the Urim V'Tumim, and that's why Urim V'Tumim is in the plural instead of the singular. And from these Shemos HaKadoshim, the Urim V'Tumim had the power such that the letters that were written on the Choshen would flash, would light up. And as a result, we would get a message that Hashem wanted to send through the Kohen Gadol in this case, who wore on his heart the Urim V'Tumim. Now if you take a look in the next paragraph, which is towards the middle of your page, he says that there are many functions to the Urim V'Tumim. The first of which is what's called Hosafa Al Ha'ir. If we want to expand Yerushalayim and its sanctity, we can do so through the Urim V'Tumim. There are many other conditions necessary, but one of them is the Urim V'Tumim. Also the Azoros, let's say the Ezrus Yisrael, the Ezrus Kohanim, and so forth and so on, can be expanded through the Urim V'Tumim. Another three conditions have to be met. We need, number one, a Melech. Number two, we need a Navi. And number three, we need a Sanhedrin. So we have those three conditions. If those have been met, then we need the clincher, which is what? The Urim V'Tumim. And all this is derived from the Pasuk that says, Kechol asher ani mare oscha, Kein tasu l'doros. So it means at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, he indicated to Moshe Rabbeinu that they need the Urim V'Tumim in order to be Mosef al Ha'ir v'al Hazoros, and the extra pasuk that says v'chein tasu means l'doros. So this is a halach l'doros. The Urim V'Tumim becomes a precondition for expanding Yerushalayim, and we're going to study later on the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, when there was an Urim V'Tumim, when there wasn't. Second function of Urim V'Tumim, Ein Yotzim L'Melchemes Rishus Ela Al Pi Urim V'Tumim. You know that there were two kinds of Melchamos. One was Melchama for the purpose of defending the people of Israel, or for conquering the land in order to settle it. But then there was another kind of Melchama for the purpose of expanding the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. That last Melchama is called what? Melchemes Rishus. And we have no right to go out to Melchemes Rishus until we consult first with the Urim V'Tumim. Shenemar, The pasuk says, "V'achrei Achitofel Yehoyada ben Benayov Avisar v'sar tzva melech Yoav." Avisar is a symbolic representation of Urim v'Tumim, and then the sar tzva melech Yoav, and this was the second function to get permission to go out to fight the battles to expand the territories of Eretz Yisrael and Melchemes Rishus. That depends upon Urim v'Tumim. Then we get to the third function of the Urim v'Tumim, and that is Chalukas Eretz Yisrael Shvatim, and that was done through two conditions, through two mechanical conditions that had to be met. Number one was Goral, and number two was Urim v'Tumim. And we go on to describe all the details of the procedure and how they did it. The Kohen Gadol would wear the Urim v'Tumim. All of Klal Yisrael was in front of the Kohen Gadol. And then there was a Goral of the Shvatim. And then the Urim v'Tumim would tell us exactly, specifically where the land would be, how the land would be divvied up amongst each Shevet. Okay, when did we have the Urim v'Tumim? And when did we not? The Gemara says at the end of the first perek of Yuma that Urim v'Tumim was only in what? In Bayis Rishon. But there was no Urim v'Tumim at the time of Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says there were five things that were lost, that were omitted in Bayis Sheni, and one of them was the Urim v'Tumim. And therefore, when the original period of Bayis Rishon terminated, there was no longer Nevuah. At that point, Bitlu Urim v'Tumim. There was no longer Urim v'Tumim. Again, all this is a sugya in Yuma. Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, that whole sugya. And there's a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that there was no Urim v'Tumim at all in Bayis Sheni. And the reason for that is because Urim v'Tumim has the Shem HaMeforesh in it, and that was lost after the destruction of the first temple. And if that be the case, the question is, how could the Kohanim do the Avodah during Bayis Sheni without the Urim v'Tumim? Because the precondition of Avodah is Big Day Kahuna. And we must assume that amongst the counting of the Big Day Kahuna, the Choshen makes the key number, the eighth number, even without the Urim v'Tumim. That's one opinion. He says in the footnote that seems to be the opinion of the Gemara itself. However, there is a Rashi in Parshat Tetzaveh, there's a Raivit in Hasogas on the Rambam, there's a Ritva Yuma, and according to that school of thought, Urim v'Tumim existed in the Migdash Sheni, and this is what we want to get into today, Mirtz Hashem, but they didn't have the Urim v'Tumim as to be Meshiv Baruach HaKodesh. In other words, all the questions that they used to ask during Bayis Rishon, like for example whether to go out to the Melchemes Rishus or not, that was lacking, and that's what the Gemara means when they said they didn't have Urim v'Tumim Bayis Sheni. But nevertheless, they did have the Urim v'Tumim as a Beged Mibigdei Kahuna, because otherwise, if it wasn't in existence during Bayis Sheni, then the Kohen Gadol would be considered Mechusar Begadim. And the Gemara says in many places that without Big Day Kahuna, there's no possibility of doing the Avodah. So the Avodah's Kohen Gadol, which we know continued during Bayis Sheni, again, that's problematic because many of the Kohen Gadol during Bayis Sheni were not the Richtige Kohen Gadol, you know, they were Tzdukim, but nevertheless, there was Avodah's Kohen Gadol in Bayis Sheni. And how can the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah if he doesn't have the Urim v'Tumim? He's a Mechusar Begadim. And the answer is there wasn't a complete lack of the Urim. It wasn't completely gone, but it didn't have that power of Ruach HaKodesh. And that you'll see on the second side of your page, the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Milchus Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph, V'af Urim v'Tumim, Shalhaya, Ohayu, B'bayi Sheni, Lo Hayu Meshivim, Beruach HaKodesh, Lo Yeh Nishalim Behem, they didn't ask any questions from the Urim v'Tumim, Shenemar Namod Kohen Li Urim v'Tumim. And the Rambam says that why did they have the Urim v'Tumim if they couldn't ask any questions and get any answers? There was no Ruach HaKodesh, Lo Yeh Mash Osim Osan Ela Lahashlim Shmona Begadim Le Kohen Gadol Kadesh Lo Yeh Mechusa Begadim. So the entity of Urim v'Tumim existed even at the time of Bayis Sheni, according to the Rambam, but that entity was lacking the an additional ability of what? Of giving the answers to our questions through Ruach HaKodesh. That we didn't have. That was gone with the Bittul HaNevuah at the end of Vayis Rishon. But they nevertheless had the Cheftz of Big Day Kahuna as one of the as the Urim V'Tumim as one of the Big Day Kahuna in order to be Mashlim so that the Kohen Gadol was not Mechusar Begod. On that we have our Sogas HaRavid. The Ravid says Lo Yu Meshivin Omar Avram Valo Urim V'Tumim V'Ruach HaKodesh Shnei Dvarim Heim. We're not exactly sure what the Ravid's point is over here. What is he? Why is he being masig on the Rambam? Okay, it's true, and the Rambam is not going to deny it, that Urim V'Tumim and Ruach HaKodesh are two distinct entities. Because, how does the Ravid know this? He proves it from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that there were five things that were lacking in Bayis Sheni, and amongst the list, Urim V'Tumim is one of the list, and Ruach HaKodesh is another list. So therefore, Uledvarov Einam Ella Echad. In other words, what was lacking in Bayis Sheni was just the Ruach HaKodesh element. But as far as the Urim V'Tumim per se, that wasn't missing in Bayis Sheni. Otherwise, it would be what? It would be Chisur B'Gadon, Yus Mechusur B'Gadon. So the Rambam, according to the Ravid's attack, is in a little bit of a quandary here, because in the list of the five things that were lacking, were missing in the base HaMikdash HaSheni, we have both Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam holds that the Urim V'Tumim, if you strip it of its Ruach HaKodesh element, still existed even in Bayit Sheni. Otherwise, the coin would be what? Mechusar Begadim. Are you with me on this?
Yeah.
And therefore, the Rambam would have to say that there was Urim V'Tumim in Bayit Sheni as a Beged Mibigdei HaKohuna. The only thing that was lacking in Bayit Sheni is Ruach HaKodesh, but yet the Gemara listed as two separate entities of the five that were missing in Bayis Sheni.
Was there some other form of Ruach HaKodesh besides the Urim V'Tumim, and that's what the Ruach HaKodesh is referring to?
Maybe the
Tzitzis Machaper, all these sort of things, that's Ruach HaKodesh or something else.
Well, the Tzitzis is a separate beggar. I don't know if we want to, you know, whatever power the Tzitzis has for Tumas Migdash and so forth, I don't think that's the Ruach HaKodesh of telling us how to go out to the Milchama. But listen to the Kesef Mishnah's comment. You have the Kesef Mishnah. He says, "Mashakosav haRavid she'eno micheshven abgadim taimo mishum shu korei v'tumim l'shem haMeforash." In other words, according to the Ravid, it seems that the Shem haMeforash and the Urim V'Tumim really defines the very essence of the Beged. And in order to appreciate this statement of the Kesef Mishnah, I have for you in the photocopies a copy of an essay in this sefer called Chidushei Agram Vagrid Al Kodshim. And in the first paragraph on page Yud Zayin on the bottom right, he quotes the Rambam in Perek Dal Milchus Beis Abachira. As we saw earlier, the Rambam says that the Urim V'Tumim of the Bayis Sheni didn't have the power of Ruach HaKodesh to answer all the questions, so there were never questions asked. But nevertheless, the Kohen Gadol would wear the Urim V'Tumim to be Mashlim the Shmona Begodim, and he shouldn't be Mechus Begodim. The Ravid says, "Halo Urim V'Tumim Ruach HaKodesh Shnei Dvarim Heim." Just to fast forward a little bit, he says, "V'Hainu Da Rambam Barama Bevuah the Urim V'Tumim Hoy by Sheni." And the Rambam says that explicitly again in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Yud. He says, "Asu v'bayis sheni urim v'tumim kidei lahashlim shmona begadim." Afal pish lo hayu nish olam behem mivnei ma lo hayu nish olam behem neshal hoyis hasham ruach hakodesh v'chol kohen she'eno medaber v'ruach hakodesh v'ein hashkina shora olav ein nish olam bo. Al zeh heisig haRavid. So what's the Ravid's asoga? May asugi beyuma daf chaf aleph. The mivur sham dechamisha dvarim chasru bebayis sheni. The kachashiv ruach hakodesh veurim v'turim l'shnayim. Harei the urim v'turim atzmam lo hayu bebayis sheni. In addition to ruach hakodesh, which was absent in bayis sheni, there was no urim v'turim. That makes up two of the list. The gam, and furthermore, Masha Kosav a Rambam, the also a song. Why did they make the Urim v'Tumim? Kidei lahashlim shmona begodim. Hisig al zeh arayvid. There's another asog of the arayvid. The Urim v'Tumim enom micheshven abgodim. He proves the arayvid that you cannot calculate the Urim v'Tumim as one of the big dekuna, the eight big dekuna. It's not included in the cheshven. And therefore, the cheshbon of eight begadim means that those eight begadim, they're absolutely indispensable for the Kohen Gadol, otherwise these mechus begadim doesn't include the Urim v'Tumim. So it means, according to the Ravid, we'll see how the Ravid proves this, if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Urim v'Tumim, nevertheless he's got all eight begadim. The Urim v'Tumim is above and beyond the eighth begadim. The eighth begadim would be the choshen itself. And therefore, how does the Rambam justify that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Urim v'Tumim without the power of Ruach HaKodesh during Bayis Sheni in order to make sure that there's no Mechusa B'Godim? That's not so, says the Ravid, because according to the Ravid Shita, the eighth beggar doesn't include the Urim v'Tumim. Hainu, the Shem HaMeforesh Shahaya Munach B'Choshen. In other words, what converts or upgrades the Choshen to the level of Urim v'Tumim? What's the, I don't know if the word discrepancy, that's not the word I'm looking for, but what's the add-on element to the Choshen that upgrades the Choshen from the state and the status of the Choshen to Urim v'Tumim? It's the Shem HaMeforash. And he says the following, that although it's very nice to add the Shem HaMeforash to the Choshen and upgraded to the status of Urim v'Tumim, Zeh Eino Ma'akev V'Bigdei Kahuna. In other words, all you need is the basic Choshen as a Beged to be Mashlim, the eight Begadim, and a Shem HaMeforash, whether it's added or not, to upgrade the Choshen and transform it into Urim v'Tumim. That's a very nice thing, but it doesn't define the essence of the Beged. So the status of the Choshen as one of and the last of the Big Day Kahuna that we need is not undermined by the absence of the Shem HaMeforash. V'had Kosav, the Vasha Kosav, the Asu Urim v'Tumim, the Big Day, the Bayis Sheni Kedei Lahashlim Shmona Begadim, Kavanoso Al HaChoshen. So it comes out like this. The Rambam himself says that, let's get the Rambam's language again. The Rambam says that Urim v'Tumim v'Bayis Sheni, even though it's lacking all those elements of Ruach HaKodesh and so forth and so on, lo yo'osim osom ela lahashlim shmona begadim l'kohen gadol. In other words, the Rambam somehow thinks that the Urim v'Tumim is going to be absolutely critical for the eighth beged in order to be mashlim the eighth begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So even though the Gemara seems to assume that the Choshen is the eighth Beged, not the Urim v'Tumim, the Rambam identifies the Choshen with the Urim v'Tumim. Now, according to the Rambam, it seems that there's no Choshen without the Urim v'Tumim. And if the Choshen is the last of the Begadim, the Kohen Gadol would not be able to wear the Choshen without the Urim v'Tumim and be mashlim the Shmona Begadim. Because when Chazal tell us that the Choshen was critical for the eighth Beged, what they have in mind is the Urim v'Tumim. And if you take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, that seems to be the pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. And take a look at the end of the Kesef Mishnah here on page 2 that I gave you. He says, Rabbeinu, the Rambam, Korei po Urim v'Tumim b'choshen as one. In other words, when the Torah says, V'nasata el achoshen as Urim v'Tumim, the Rambam understands that the Choshen itself has to have the Urim v'Tumim in order to be considered a Choshen. So whenever you see in Chazal, and the Gemara quotes that the Choshen had to be there, it means the Choshen with the Urim v'Tumim, because placing the Urim v'Tumim in the Choshen is absolutely critical in setting up the Shem Choshen as a Beged. V'nira demuchrach lomar kein, the Rambam hishmit din shel nesinas Urim v'Tumim l'toch haChoshen. Why didn't the Rambam emphasize that we put the Urim v'Tumim into the Choshen? For example, in Kli HaMikdash, the Rambam says in the Maisa Choshen, he doesn't mention at all the Shem HaMeforash. The answer is because the Choshen itself has the Shem HaMeforash in it. It is the Urim v'Tumim, and the Choshen and the Urim v'Tumim are one and the same. Now, if you do, you have page Yud Ches? I'm not sure what I photocopied for you.
Yes.
You have that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is there another copy there?
I have another copy here. Again, if anybody wants to take the time to make more copies, I never know who's going to show up for this year, so I only make five copies, and even that I'm being sort of optimistic. But all of a sudden, Nisim in the flows, I don't know if it's an Es Nigla or an Es Nista, for those who are here in my Chumash class today, but I didn't have enough copies. But again, you know, some people enjoy Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't know, Dr. Chol, I haven't seen him in a while. He knows everything by heart, so he doesn't need the Torah Shebaksav. Other people like to see the text. I like to teach from a text. So on page Yuches, he quotes another Rambam. And what we haven't discussed yet is the details of how to ask a question to the Urim V'Tumim. And the Rambam goes into great detail based on a sugya in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel about where and how the Kohen Gadol would position himself when he would raise a question to the Urim V'Tumim. Get a lot of details about how the Urim V'Tumim gave the answer and the lights that flashed on the osios and so forth, and the whole story you remember with Eliyahu Kohen and so forth. But the Rambam says, Ketzad Sholim. In other words, where does the Kohen position himself when he asks the question to the Urim V'Tumim? And the Rambam answers, Omed HaKohen Uponov Lifnei HaAron. So we have the Aron in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Kohen Gadol would stand, and he would present, the Aron in the Heichal, and the Kohen Gadol would stand with his face towards the Aron, and he would ask his question. And
the Gemara says, between, he conquered the Kodesh Kadoshim.
Right. That's why I corrected myself. So the Gemara says, "Hanishal panav klape shchina." The Gemara doesn't say explicitly that he's facing the Aron, but the Gemara says he's facing the Shechina. So Rashi writes in the Sugyan Yuma, "Klape urim v'tumim v'sham sheim amafurish b'toch hachoshen." In other words, that Rashi is telling us that in order to be Shoel from the Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen Gadol has to make sure that the Shema Mefarash is hidden or fold, in the folds of the Choshen. The Rambam doesn't say Shema Mefarash. The Rambam says Klape Shechina, which means that the Aron, that's where the Shechina was Shoreh between the Kruvim, that's where the Kohen Gadol should be facing. Why does the Rambam deviate from Rashi, who says not klape shchina, but klape the shema meforosh? Says Rav Salvechik, he says, "Hainu mishum da Rambam l'taime the Rambam l'shitaso shehishmet din shel shema meforosh shayim munach bechoshen." He couldn't accept Rashi's pshat that you need to face the shema meforosh and ask the question of the shema meforosh, but rather he substitutes and says klape shchina, which means klape aron. Is kevan Sha'rambam hishmit kol din ur v'tumim shel shema meforosh al karchach demashikasov asu v'bayit sheni ur v'tumim pirish alachoshen. So again, let's just go over the cheshbon over here. What I understand is the following: the Rambam omits the din of shema meforosh, that you have to add the shema meforosh in the urim v'tumim, and therefore, how could the Rambam accept Rashi's understanding that Anishal Ponov Klape Shechina means Klape the Urim V'Tumim, which has the Shema Meforosh in it? In other words, that the Shema Meforosh, again, I don't exactly know the logistics of it. Does anybody know the logistics of it, exactly how Rashi interprets this? Okay, we have to see the Rashi inside. But somehow is he standing with his face Klape the Urim V'Tumim, which has the Shema Meforosh in it? Okay. Now, since the Rambam consistently omits the din of the Urim V'Tumim and the Shema Meforosh in the Urim V'Tumim, we saw that the Rambam omits that in two places, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash and Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam therefore was compelled to interpret that when it says Asu V'Bayit Sheni Urim V'Tumim, it's a reference to the Choshen. So etzem adavar hadish hishmid din ur v'tum al shem ha'mefarash tamua. Halo mikro mefurashu beparshas titzave v'nasata el choshen ha'mishpat es ha'urim v'es ha'tumim. In other words, how could the Rambam imagine the choshen without the urim v'tumim, meaning the shem ha'mefarash, when the Torah says that what do you place into the choshen? The urim v'tumim. V'nira lomar, again, hopefully this will become clear in the next paragraph. D'shitas haramam hi, d'chol adin shal v'nasato el choshen ha'mishpat es ha'urim v'es ha'tumim, hu gzeres ha'kosuv b'seder ha'miluim. In other words, the parsha at the end of Shmos, in Perek of Ches, is addressing the seder ha'miluim, in which the Kohen Gadol had to wear all the begadim. Harechsid chasninon, the gzeres hakosafi, the rak Moshe yitein es haurim v'tumim l'toch hachoshen. In other words, this entire parasha of the Seder HaMiluim was implemented by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was a gzeres hakosuv that Moshe Rabbeinu would put the urim v'tumim into the choshen. And therefore, when the pasuk says later on, v'yitein es choshen haurim es hatumim, that is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's part of the Seder HaMiluim. V'hu mishum d'nesinas urim v'tumim hu miseder HaMiluim. V'dina, kimo, kol mais HaMiluim, that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, whether it's Aaron HaKohen during certain periods of time, but during the Miluim for 8 days, it was whom? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'seder al boshas b'gdei kuhunon li Aaron Ubanov, and setting up Aaron Ubanov with the begadim that they had to be lovesh, the b'gdei kuhunon dina dafka al yidei Moshe. And that's a sugya in Yuman Daf Hey with regard to the Miluim, that the Gemara establishes a principle called kol ha-kosuban mi'akubahem. In other words, whatever Hashem commanded, that has to be, it's indispensable. Yolefa Gemara b'gzeres ha-kos b'chacha. Kacha means it has to be done in that specific way. Uparasham, the Gemara raises the question, Milsad lo ksiva b'ayin yonam minolan. Ayin sham b'rashi. What does Rashi say over there? Tehu nesinas urim v'tumim l'toch ha-choshen al yidei Moshe. In other words, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to place the Urim v'tumim into the Choshen, therefore the Rambam holds that here we have a new din. And what is that new din? He says, Lorak din nesinas Moshe levad humi din miluim elakol din Urim v'tumim debi'inon shema mafarosh munach b'choshen humi din hamiluim. In other words, first and foremost, since Moshe Rabbeinu got the command to place the Urim v'Tumim inside the Choshen, and we have a principle that kol ha-kosuv b'hen mi'akov b'hen, derived from the pasuk kacha, so therefore, in that particular context of the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu had to place the Urim v'Tumim into the Choshen. U'milvad din Miluim, but once we expand beyond this context of the Miluim, Leka klal din urim v'tumim, lo b'din b'gdei kuhuna, v'lo b'din hasha'ela. So again, when the Rambam is going to interpret the Gemara in Yuma that the Kohen Gadol had to position himself in front of the Shechina in order to ask his question, the Rambam is not going to learn that this is the way Rashi learns in front of the urim v'tumim that had the shema mafarash in it, because the Rambam holds that you can have a sha'ela in the urim v'tumim even without the Shema Mefarash. That requirement of the Urim V'Tumim going into the Choshen was limited to what? To the Seder HaMiluim. And therefore, the Rambam has to reinterpret the Gemara and say that what does it mean when the Gemara says Klapi Shechina, where was the Shechina? Not the Shema Mefarash that Rashi identifies, but the Aron. The Aron itself is where the Shechina was. Ubi Emes, Divizeh Gufa, the Gemara says in Yuma that there was no Urim V'Tumim during Bayesheni. Don't think that in Bayesheni they didn't know, they didn't have the transmission of the Shema Mefarash. They had the Shema Mefarash. Nevertheless, they didn't place the Urim V'Tumim in the Shema Farsh into the Urim V'Tumim. So that's what the Gemara means when it says by Hashem there was no Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim is the Shema Mafarash. And even though they had access to the Shema Farsh, they did not have an Urim V'Tumim. Why is that? I mean, how can you have a choshen without the Urim V'Tumim? Chazina we derive. Tohad v'inon, nesinas Urim V'Tumim l'tocha choshen. That's only by Moshe Rabbeinu with regard to din miluim. It's a unique and a specific halacha in miluim. V'had avi likuva, that's also midin miluim. So when the Torah goes out of its way to say that you have to place the Urim V'Tumim to the choshen, and that's likuva, that's a din in miluim. And that's the sugi in Yuma. Just 1 second. Asher the muchach the seder amiluim bedin urim v'tumim huli kuva. Okay, that's according to the shitas of Rambam. So again, when according to the Rambam is urim v'tumim absolutely indispensable in the choshen, that's only with regard to the miluim, the seder amiluim. What about the shitas that reject the Rambam? Elu del Rashi v'arayvit sovrim. That is not. There's no possibility of asking questions without the Urim V'Tumim. Is din she'ela hu rak al yedei Urim V'Tumim? Ubazeh cholek harama v'sover the din Urim V'Tumim nemar b'din miluim v'eino me'akev b'din she'ela. So what do we need for she'ela? We need the Shechina, we need the Aron, and yet we don't need the Urim V'Tumim with the Shema Mefarash in it. The after Siv Bekrov Parshas Pinchas. Now he has a kash on himself that it says Vishalo B'Mishpat Urim. So we see explicitly in Parshas Pinchas that the Torah says the Shaila was addressed to whom? To the Urim. Hare Da Shaila Hoysal Yedei HaUrim V'Tumim Lechora Mefurish Keshitas Rashi V'Raivit, that you cannot have Shaila without the Urim V'Tumim. Achein Nire. The Rambam sover to be also choshen to be also a choshen shahayu bogzeres hakosher Moshe yiten l'toches ha'urim v'tumim. In other words, that pasuk that says v'shalol b'mishpat ha'urim, that's a reference to that choshen back at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah establishes that he has to put the urim v'tumim into the choshen, is then Nishar din v'kiyum shel urim v'tumim gam l'doros. He says that there's a kiyum of she'ela and the urim v'tumim even l'doros. He says v'etzam ha'she'ela hayal yedei din urim v'tumim. Okay, this is very lovely. He's saying that even though the urim v'tumim is not absolutely critical for the choshen, but nevertheless the she'ela had to be be'urim v'tumim k'moshe mefurash. The parshas titzave v'nasata el choshen abishvah so urim esatumim v'hoya al leiv aron b'boel of Hashem the nishal l'doros kiyum shel urim v'tumim da kohen tzarech lios lavush bi oso achoshen de hoyabo gzeres hakosiv de Moshe yiten l'tocho es urim v'tumim k'mo shar bigdei kohuna v'zeo gzeres hakosiv shel b'boel of Hashem. Valkain, gam hasheila bozeh choshen hoisa al yedei urim v'tumim. Masha enkein bi etzem din sheila l'doros ha urim v'tumim dainu shema farsh munach b'toch choshen v'eino ma'akev. So it works like this: there's one din of what's ma'akev, and there's another din of a kiyum. What should be the perfect choshen that's worn by the Kohen Gadol? So in Parshas Tetzave, since it says with regard to choshen, v'nasata el choshen amishpat es ha'urim v'tumim v'haya lev aron, that's a halach l'doros as far as the kiyum of urim v'tumim. Notice there's a mitzvah unto itself of urim v'tumim, that when the Kohen Gadol wears the choshen, he should wear what? The urim v'tumim, the choshen. And that is Gzeres HaKos, which tells you that just like Moshe had to put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen at the time of the Seder HaMiluim, so too the Kohen Gadol, for all generations, when he wears the Choshen, he should place the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. And that's the din of Levishas Big Day Kahuna. But that's only Lekiyum HaMitzvah. That's the Gzeiros HaKosuv of the Pasuk that says V'nasata El Choshen HaMishpes Urim V'tumim. And therefore, the Etzem Din She'elo L'doros, as far as Likuva knows what's absolutely necessary, he says, then Ha'ur V'tumim Da'inu She'em HaFarsh Munach V'toch HaKoshen Eino Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. So there are two dinim in the Seder HaMilui. One din is to define the kiyum of Levishas Kohen Gadol. And that kiyum had to be, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, to place the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen. And that's Lidoros. Then there's another din that was revealed at the time of the Seder HaMiluim. And that's a din that's Likuva, but it's only for that moment, for that occasion of Seder HaMiluim. And that's the din that we derive from whenever it says kocha in the Seder HaMiluim, it's Likuva. And there it was Gzeiros HaKosuv that Moshe Rabbeinu had to place the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen. And without the Urim V'tumim, it was not considered a Choshen. So he says on the top of the column that Sover Rambam, the Logak din Nesinas Moshe, whom he din Urim V'tumim, and that's part of the Seder HaMiluim, Ella, the Chol Din Urim V'tumim, the Be'inon Sham Shem HaMafarish HaMunach B'Choshen, and without it, you don't have the possibility of wearing a Choshen, Humidin Dine HaMiluim, Umilvad Dine HaMiluim, Leka Klal Din Urim V'tumim. You say, here, this is before he quotes the Parsha in Tetzaveh, and he says there's no Din of Urim V'tumim at that point in time, at the time of the Miluim, at the end of Parshas of Sefer Shmos. There, Moshe Rabbeinu was given a unique command to place the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen. However, Lidoros, although there's a kiyum that was mischadish here in the pasuk in Tetzaveh to add the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen, but it's not Likuva. And now we have page Yutes, which with this we'll try to finish up the last paragraph. The Hine Liosid Lavo Al Kochik Yia Kol Seder HaMiluim. The Ramban in his Shroshim for Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sharish Gimel, he establishes that Liosid Lavo and Vaishlishi, there's going to be the same requirement of Seder HaMiluim. So the Seder HaMiluim is not just Lishah for the first Mishkan, but it also applies to the Migdash Shlishi. Vehavi me asugi the yuma daf hey keitzad malbishon liosid lov. The Gemara asks, how are we going to imagine the levisha of the five begod, of the eight begodim of the Kohen Gadol at the time by shlishi? And included there is the requirement, as we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu, of placing the urim v'tumim into the choshen. Nimtza the gam liosid lov yichalos din urim v'tumim din miluim. Valkain, Shapim Mavur Bekra, Besefer Ezra, Perg Beis, Ad Amon Kohen Li Urim V'tumim. That Ad Amon Kohen of Ezra is a reference to Liosid Lava, as the Gemara says in Sota Daf Memches. Lefi Zer, Hare Nicha, Hade Hishmet Aramam Kol Din, Nesinas Urim V'tumim Troch HaChoshen, Mishum Deshaich Rak Ledine Miluim. V'Rambam Hishmit Kol Dini Miluim. The Rambam never has in any of his codifications of the halacha the laws that apply to Dine Miluim. And therefore he omits the halacha of Urim V'tumim L'toch HaChoshen. U'lefi Mashin Isbayar Mukhrochim Shekosavnu L'malo Dema Shekosav HaRambam Osu V'Vayisheni Urim V'tumim. What does he mean? Rama means the Choshen, which is what we saw in the Kesef Mishnah. Hare de Nimtza de Nesinas Moshe Likuva b'Urim V'tumim. With regard to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Seder HaMiluim, Urim V'tumim is absolutely indispensable. And the Urim V'tumim of Bayesheni, Lo Yitzuyer Klal. And therefore we go back to the Rambam that we started with. And the Rambam says, the Urim V'tumim, which he's referring to the Choshen, correct? Shahayu b'bayi sheni, again, because there was no Urim v'tumim in the Choshen, and there was no Ruach HaKodesh, and there was no possibility to ask any questions to the Urim v'tumim, he says, the Rambam, lo hayu nisholim b'hem until the time of Bayashlishi, Adamot Kohen Luim v'tumim, at the time, as he was talking about, the time Bayashlishi, when again there'll be a Seder Amiluim, and again there'll be a Shema Mefarsh that's going to be inserted into the Choshen, and then we're going to have the She'elah Urim v'tumim. So what was the point of the Urim v'tumim, which is the Choshen, without the Shema Mefarsh during Bayashlishi? Loyu osav oso el kedei lahashlim shmona begadim lekohen gadol shelo yeh mechusar begadim. So we have two dinim now. We have the din of the Urim v'tumim, which would enable questions to be asked through the Choshen, and then we have the Choshen itself, even without the Urim v'tumim, as one of the Shmona Begadim. And the Rambam learns that the entire sugya that requires Urim v'tumim in the Choshen in Masechta Yoma Daf Ayin Gimel is all about the Seder Amiluim, and that's why the Rambam deviates from Rashi. Rashi says that what the Gemara in Yuma has in mind, that they were Shoel, and Rashi learns that this was the She'elah that took place during the entire period of time in Bais Rishon, that She'elah was done to the Urim v'tumim with the Shema Mefarsh, and the Rambam rejects that, and in its place, the Rambam says he stood in front of the Aron. Because the Rambam understands that there's no din of Shema Mefarsh in the Choshen at all, except for during Seder Amiluim. And therefore, all of the sugyas that require Urim v'tumim in, and all the psukim for that matter, in the Choshen, they are all in the context of what? Of Seder Amiluim. And as the Rabban points out, the Seder Amiluim, Adamot Kohen Gadol, is going to be replaced and reenacted at the time of Bayashlishi, and then once again, we'll be able to ask the questions through the Shema Mefarsh and the Urim v'tumim. But the Rambam has a unique shita that during the period of Bais Rishon, there was a possibility of asking questions to the Shekhinah. And what is the Shekhinah? What represents the Shekhinah? The Rambam shita is that it's the Aron that represents the Shekhinah. Is Hainu Mishum Da Rambam L'Taime Hishmit Kol Din Shema Mefurash Shayamunach B'Choshen Alken. Therefore, we couldn't explain the Gemara of She'ela to the Urim v'tumim the way Rashi learned to the Shema Mefarsh to the Urim v'tumim, but rather Klapi Shechina means Klape Ha'aron. Okay, so now if you take a look back on your page, we have a Rabbeinu Yonah in Masechta Sanhedrin on page 2, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the following: Heicha Yanoi Din Milchama B'Bayis Sheni. Since we've established that one of the functions of the Urim v'tumim was to ask about a Milchemes Rishus, therefore, since in Bayis Sheni there was no Urim v'tumim, how did they go out to a Milchemes Rishus? Yesh Lomar, and he answers, the Bayis Sheni lo haya Urim v'tumim v'naga milchama afilu below Urim v'tumim. Notice the Rabbeinu Yonah has a shita that when there's a possibility of Urim v'tumim, then you go out to Milchama based on the Urim v'tumim. And that was the fourth of the four conditions that we had for Milchemes Rishus. But if there is no Urim v'tumim, then it's not Likuva. So we must have the Urim v'tumim to be asking whether or not to go out to the Milchemes Rishus if the Urim v'tumim exists. But if there is no Urim v'tumim, Rabbeinu Yonah's Mechadesh, we don't need to go out to Milchama based on the Urim v'tumim. We can go out to Milchama based on the Melech and the Sanhedrin and the Novi. The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Itmar Rav Huna Omar Bechol Elu Tnan, meaning that we need all of these conditions to be fulfilled. Rabbi Nachman Omar Biachas Mikol Elu. All we need is one of the above. And here the Gemara analyzes the Shita of Rav Huna and the Shita of Rav Nachman. What are they arguing about? The Gemara says the following: Rav Huna Omar Bechol Elu Tnan. He holds that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asid Lavo V'Ezra Zecher Bialma Hudiyov. Rav Nachman Omar Biachas Mikol Elu Tnan Kasam V'Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita v'lo kidshal yosid lavo, v'ezer kiddushei kaddish afal gav d'lo havi urim v'tumim. So we have a machlokes that's codified in the Gemara in Shavuos between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman as to whether or not you can go out to Milchama without the Urim V'Tumim. Rav Huna says that Urim V'Tumim is an absolutely indispensable requirement. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, says, Be achas mikol elu, and you don't need all of them. So Rashi says the following in Masechet Shavuos. Kloma, Rashi says, in explaining Rav Huna, Im ishum kiddush Ezra, dehu bebayis sheni, below melech, u below Urim V'Tumim. So we had no melech at the time of bayis sheni. We had no Urim V'Tumim at the time of bayis sheni. Kidamrina and b'mesech de yoma chamisha dvarim chasim b'migdash sheni. And there were miracles that were missing, and there was Urim V'Tumim was missing, and there was no melech in bayis sheni. Kasavar, Rav Huna holds Kidusha Rishona, the Kedusha of Shlomo HaMelech, lo batla, even when they went into Golus. And therefore there was no need for Ezra to be Makadesh Eretz Yisrael a second time around. The original Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was still intact. That's called Kidusha L'Shaita V'Kidusha L'Yosid Lava. So what was Ezra doing there in the process of Kiddush? V'lo hutzrach Ezra l'kadesh, klomar shu lo hosif klum bi'orach v'rochav u'mayde kadesh k'dichsiv v'amida shtei todos is l'zecher bi'alma ovid. So according to Rav Huna, there was no need for Ezra to repeat the process of Kiddush, which would have required, at the time by a sheni, an Urim V'Tumim that was completely lost. So we're going to have to assume that if you don't need the Urim V'Tumim, then that Kiddusha must have been generated by the original Kiddush at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, of David and Shlomo. Again, exactly the difference between David and Shlomo is complicated, but David started the process of Kiddush and Shlomo completed the process of Kiddush. And from the Kedusha of Migdash, there was Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and that Kedusha was intact even after Golus, even after Bavel sent us into Golus. Nevertheless, it doesn't undermine the Kedusha. And otherwise, we don't understand how, in the absence of the Urim V'Tumim, was there a process of Kiddush during Bayis Sheni? And the answer must be that there was no process of Kiddush during Bayis Sheni, because Kidshel Rishon and Kidshel Shaita. So what do the psukim mean? Rashi quotes psukim in Tanakh in Sefer Ezra Nechemi. It says va'amido shtei todos, etc., which means he went through the whole process of being mekadesh the Azoros and Yerushalayim and so forth with shtei todos. And the answer is l'zecher bi'almav. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Beis Hamachir kol makom shlo nase b'chol elu u'kaseder azeh. Ain Kiddush Gomor. So the Rambam is paskening like the Gemara in Shavuos in the name of Rav Huna, that Ezra's entire episode was only a Zecher Li'alma, because the Rambam holds you need the entire Seder, and that was impossible. It didn't take place at the time of Bayis Sheni, because of Bayis Sheni we didn't have Urim V'Tumim, we didn't have a Melech. Says the Rambam, Vizesha Osa Ezra Shtei Todos Zikaranu Sha'asu. In other words, it wasn't a technical required Maisa Kiddush, but rather a Zecher B'Alm. Lo V'Maisav Niskadesh. It wasn't through the action of the Shtei Todos and the Kiddush of Ezra that the Makom HaMikdash was Niskadesh. Shalohay Sham lo melech v'lo Urim V'Tumim. Ubamenis kadsha b'kedusha rishona shekidsha Shlomo. Hu kiddush hazara v'yushalayim l'shaitan v'kidshan li'asid lov. This is a big problem here, because the Rambam elsewhere seems to indicate that only kedusha shniyah is kidsha l'shaitan v'kidsha l'asid lov. Here he's explicitly referring to the kiddush of Shlomo. And that's why he reinterprets the parasha of Midena B'Shtei Toldos as a Zecher L'Yalma.
Isn't there a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Machon Migdosh, in this respect?
Well, yeah, but the only problem, that's a great shtickel Torah, but the only problem is the Rambam is addressing Migdosh here. He's talking about the Kedushas Migdosh, and he's saying that from the Kedushas Migdosh, the Kedusha spread throughout Eretz Yisrael. So then, why would the Kiddush, in other words, the Rambam is saying, in other words, maybe Migdosh includes Yerushalayim as well. Just one second. Do you have another page that I gave out that should look like this? No, you don't have that page. Okay. So let me just see what I can find here. I probably left it in the base medrash. Okay.
But it didn't bother the Rambam at all to say.
Does anybody have a Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechiria? Go ahead, Alan.
That he was over in Avoda, that Shosolot Zorek. I mean, just thumb aside to.
Right, but Shtei Toldos is not an avoda. You know, we're not talking about a maisa avoda and a haktorah gabi mizbeach. We're talking about the Toldos as part of this procedure and this ritual in which they expanded the kedushas hamakom. So the Rambam says, as we saw in the Gemara itself in Shavuos, that was only lezecher the alma. Okay. So again, I'll come back to Neil to your point in a minute. I think you may be right. That Kitchel Shait and Kitchel Lossid Love, according to the Rambam, is not just Makom HaMikdash, but all of Yerushalayim. That's what I have to double check. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that Ein Ma'amidin Melech B'Tchila, El Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Zkenim, the Al Pi Navi, Ki Yoshua Shemino Moshe, Hu Bezdino, Hu Kishol V'David Sheminon Shmuel. Oh, thank you very much. Who Bezdino. So we need a Bezdin and a Navi to be Memana Melech. So in other words, according to the Rambam, when we learn the Parsha of Som Tosim Alecha Melech in Kiteitse, then we're talking about a Navi and a Bezdin of Shivim Zkenim. So at the time of Bayis Sheni, there was no Navi, so therefore, unlike Yoshua, or for example, in the case of David HaMelech, that Yoshua was appointed by Moshe, who was a Navi, and David was appointed by Shmuel, who was a Navi. We don't have that in Bayis Sheni.
Ezra was listed as one of the Navi.
And not that I know of. I'm not sure about that. I think Ezra was called a Sofer, but not a Navi. Although, he wrote a book in Tanakh, but we have to understand that. I just want to get back to this discussion that we had about Kitchel Ashaita of the Kitchel Asid Lovo. Let's take a look. Where was the Rambam in Yehalacha Yudalit? But there's another Rambam. Let's see if we can find it. The Rambam says that Kedusha Rishona Shekitchel Shlomo Hu Kiddush HaZara V'Yushalayim L'Shaita V'Kiddush Osam L'Asid Lovo. Now let's see what we have with regard to Eretz Yisrael. That's with regard to the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam says the following. V'lamani omer b'migdash v'yushalayim. Oh, that's the word that I wanted to find. Shekedusha rishona kedushasam liyasid lavo u'bekedusha shara eretz Yisrael le'inyan shvius u'maisros v'chayotze behen lo kidsha liyasid lavo. So Rambam now is raising the fundamental question that there are two dinim in Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asid Lava. One din is with regard to Migdash and Yerushalayim, and there's another din with regard to Eretz Yisrael. So with regard to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to say that the Kedusha was batel with Churban and Galus. But with regard to Kedusha as Yerushalayim and Migdash, is Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha L'Shaita and Kedusha L'Asid Lava. So Rambam now is looking for some sort of a justification for this distinction. And he says the following. L'fishe Kedushas HaMigdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina. This is a very famous Rambam. U'Shchina Eina B'Telo. V'Husha Omar V'Hashimosias Mikdashechem V'Yomar HaChazal Chachomim Afal Pisha Shomimim B'Kedushasam Heim Omdil. So the Kedushas Migdash, and he includes here Yerushalayim, continues to persist even after the Churban. Even after Vashimosi, because even though it's Vashimosi, it's still called Migdashechem. It still has the status of Migdash. Avol chiyuv ha'aretz b'shvius u'b'maisrus eino ela mishum kibush. In other words, when the land was conquered by Yoshua, and that injects a kedusha into Eretz Yisrael, Kevon shenilkecha ha'aretz miyideyem is batel ha'kibush v'niftara. He adds min ha'Torah because they're dinim derabbanan, but v'niftara min ha'Torah min ha'maisros u'min ha'shvius. In other words, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael is completely undermined, because again, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael is engendered by what? By kibush. And he says that once that kibush terminated, because the land was taken away from Bnei Yisrael, is then the kedusha is also gone. Kevan sha'ola Ezra. Oh, now he has another kasha. Now we're going to say that Ezra is going to be mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. How is that going to be achieved? In other words, Eretz Yisrael was still in the hands of the Persians and so forth. There was no kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Is kevan sha'ola Ezra v'kidsha? Lo kidsha b'kibush, he effectuated a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael not through kibush, ela b'chazaka. You remember this, Rambam? Sheikh Ziguba. In other words, they settled the land, and Kol Makom, says the Rambam, Sheikh Ziguba. In other words, when Ezra brought the Olei Bavel, there weren't too many of them, but when they came and they settled in the land, is all those areas that they settled is niskachu b'kedushas Ezra Shnia, and that kedusha is never batel. So the Rambam says that there are two dinim in kidush l'shaita. In the case of Migdash, that's called kedusha l'shaita v'kidush l'shaita. In the case of Eretz Yisrael, it depends. If you're dealing with the kedusha at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, then we're talking about kibush, and that kedusha is kidush l'shaita v'lo kidush l'shaita. So it's just fascinating, which means according to the Rambam, let's say for example, in Truas of Maisras, between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, so during that 70-year period, there was no Truas of Maisras, no Raisa whatsoever, because the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was batel with Golos, when the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael ended, meaning the Kibush of Yoshua ended. But nevertheless, when Ezra came, and he sanctified the land of Eretz Yisrael for Trumas of Isis, that was a kiddush, not of kibush, but of chazaka. Says the Rambam, Varei Makudash Hayom. I'll just finish up the Rambam. It's a long Rambam. I just want to get to the punchline. The Rambam says, Varei Makudash Hayom. Today, there is the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. Afal Pisha Nilkecha Haaretz Mimenu. Even though the kibush would be batel, but what initiated and engendered the kedusha wasn't kibush, and therefore the kedusha is l'shaita v'kinshalosid lavo, and therefore v'chayav b'shvius u'b'maisros. Okay, as far as chiyuv trumas and maisros, so the Rambam says, take a look in Hilchos Truma, because there are other conditions in order for truma. Yeah, go ahead.
Why can't you say that the yeshiva time of Ezra, that's also kibush. They settled and landed to kibush. That's called kibush.
Ah.
It's a military conquest.
Oh, it has to be what we call in English sovereignty. In other words, we have to have sovereign rulership over the land. And once we went to Golus,
the problem is with the Shus of Kodesh as well. It wasn't quite.
Yeah, in other words, they had a green light, you know, to come and settle the land. That's true, but they didn't have any. any sovereignty over the land.
Wasn't independent.
In fact, the Rambam is a little problematic, because the Rambam seems to assume, not here in Beis HaMechir, but in Hilchas Chanukah, that at the time of the Chashmonaim, the Jewish people reinstituted their Malchus b'Yisrael. Notice that then they were sovereign leaders over the land. So that Lechora should be a kibush kind of. In other words, why is the kibush only that of Yoshua? It could be that the Chashmonaim.
The better part of your question that you just asked. Ezra Melech.
Now I'm saying for the first 200 years from Ezra until the Chashmonaim, we didn't have any Malchus over Eretz Yisrael. But at the time of the Chashmonaim, the Rambam says, Chazra Malchus li Yisrael. And based on that, the Rambam says that they made the Takana of Ner Chanukah. The whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was because of Chazra Malchus li Yisrael. But why not say that Malchus li Yisrael should be a Maisa Kibush, and that should engender the same Kedusha that Yoshua engendered when he conquered the land? Probably the answer is that there was no official kibush, meaning at the time of Yoshua, all the nations of the world were expelled, all the seven nations that occupied the land were expelled, and anyone who was left was subjugated by the Jewish nation. Maybe that wasn't true at the time of the Chashmonaim. It was a great miracle that Chazra Malchus b'Yisrael. I don't know, that has to be studied very carefully. And the last thing that I wanted to take a look at are the Mefarshim on the mitzvah Som Tosim. Imagine the Rambam says that in order to establish a melech and fulfill the mitzvah Som Tosim, you need a Bezdin Shel Shivim Zkenim, you need a Navi. And if you take a look in the Targum Yonason, and you take a look in the Ibn Ezra, you take a look in the Ramban, it's not so clear. The Ramban, for example, says that what does it mean in the Pasuk, Som Tosim Alecha Melech? Okay, if you stop there and cut the Pasuk in half, is that the Jewish people can appoint a king, period. There are no other conditions. Says the Ramban in explaining the Rambam, I mean, he's not out to explain the Rambam, but the Pasuk, let's take a look at the Sefer of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo. And what is Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha? Says the Ramban, that means Al Pi Novi. Now the Ramban adds, Oh, B'mishpat Ha'urim. So we have two opportunities here. We have one way of establishing and appointing a king through a Navi. And if we don't have a Navi, we could do it through the Mishpat Urim, which the Rambam seems to assume that we need both a Navi and Urim V'tumim. The Ramban is assuming that Al-Pi, Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha, means either or. And you'll see this again in the Ibn Ezra. I mean, the Ibn Ezra is before the Ramban. He says, Al-Pi Navi O Mishpat Ha'urim. And that seems to also be indicated by Targum Yonasan. The Rambam understands that when it says, Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Bo, that is adding a precondition that has to be fulfilled in two different ways, through the Navi and through the Urim V'Tumim. So let's just summarize before we close for Mincha a few of the points that we made over here. Number one, we pointed out that the Urim V'Tumim functions, number one, for Kiddush, in order to be Mosif Al Ha'ir V'Al HaZoros, and in addition to the various conditions that have to be met, as formulated in the Mishnah in Shavuos, the Masechta Shavuos, meaning a Melech and Navi and Sanhedrin, we also have another condition of Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam therefore has to ask the question, well, none of these conditions existed at the time of Bayis Sheni, how were they Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael? And again, you could have said that maybe some of these conditions were fulfilled, but the Rambam holds that they weren't in existence, and there was no Melech, there was no Navi, there was no Sanhedrin Agdol, there was no Urim V'Tumim. So what do we have left? We have Chazaka, says the Rambam. And that replaces the whole concept of Kiddush in all the other manifestations that we have of Kiddush. The second function of Urim V'Tumim besides Kiddush is Yotzim Milchemes Rishus, and that requires a consultation with the Urim V'Tumim. Then we had the Gemara that says that there was no Urim V'Tumim by Sheni. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that there is Urim V'Tumim by Sheni. And we answered, based on the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam means by Urim V'Tumim the Choshen. And the Rambam could identify the Choshen as Urim V'Tumim because the Rambam holds that you don't have to add the Shema Meforish into the Choshen in order for the Choshen to function as a Choshen. And the Rambam says that indeed the Kohen Gadol and by Sheni would wear the Urim V'Tumim, i.e. the Choshen, without the Shema Meforish. It would not function in any of the unique capacities that we mentioned before of She'ela or expanding Yerushalayim, but it was there in order to be a Beged. And the Rambam holds that the Beged here is the Choshen, and we needed all eight Begadim. What is the Rambam going to do with all the sugyas and all the psukim that seem to indicate that the Urim V'Tumim that had the Shema Meforshim was injected and placed inside the kfolim of the Choshen? The Rambam holds that those are all dinim during what? The Seder Amiluim, and that's going to happen again at the time of Bayis Shlishi. And finally, the last thing that we discussed is the question of how they were able to go out to Milchama in Bayis Sheni if there was no Urim V'Tumim. Here we had a breakthrough with Rabbi Yonah that Urim V'Tumim is only Likuva when there is an Urim V'Tumim, and if there's no Urim V'Tumim, then there's no requirement of Urim V'Tumim. So in terms of Derech HaLimud, because after all this is a Shir Derech HaLimud, again I'm very interested in Beis HaMikdash, but I think the important elements here is, number one, what's essential that generates the shame and what does not have to generate the shame. And what we're saying is that according to the Shittas HaRambam, the shame HaMeforash is not essential to set up the shame Choshen as a Beged. It could be the Ravid holds like Rashi that no, we need the shame HaMeforash, without it there is no function here of Urim V'Tumim. The second Derech HaLimud is, are we dealing with a unique halacha here, a din mesuyim or a din klali? And that we have to know in the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to insert the Urim V'Tumim into the Shema Meforash, into the Choshen. Is that a din klali that applies to all of any Urim V'Tumim for all of generations, or it's a din mesuyim that's limited to the time of Seder Amiluim? Then we had the Tzvei Dinim of Kiddush, Eretz Yisrael. How do we effectuate Kiddush? Is it through Kibush or through Chazaka? That's the difference between Bais Rishon and Ezra's Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, but Bais Sheni. And then we have this fundamental distinction of Rabbeinu Yonah between when is a condition absolutely necessary, when is it not? And he says there are two dinim. There's one din when the condition can be fulfilled, and then it's absolutely indispensable. There's another din when the condition cannot possibly be fulfilled, and then we say that condition is not likuva, it's not indispensable. And just to add one last sentence to that, Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a shitas hatosvus with regard to the sugya of kabolas ol mitzvahs in gerus, that normally a ger is miskari, has to be mekabel ol mitzvahs, and that's how we see in Shulchan Aruch here today. He says that you have to get the potential ger miskari in front of the beis din, and he has to declare, we have to teach him the kalos chamuros, and then after he gets the sampling, he says, I'm committed. And yet there's a sugya called ger katan matbilnos ol batz beis din, and clearly the katan is not capable of kabolas mitzvahs. And Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Samaches, that Ger Katan is a Doraisa halacha. It's not some sort of a Takonis Chachamim that he has the status of a Ger Min Rabbanon. So I heard once from the Rav, Zichron Levrach, that he said that although Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs is a precondition in Gerus, that's only when there's a possibility of Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. But when there's no possibility of Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs, then we waive the requirement of Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. And Tosfos there in Sanhedrin gives the example of Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, that the Gemara says in Krisus that we entered into the Kedushas Yisrael at the time of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, at the time of Nasa V'Nishma. So Tosfos says, what about the Ketanim? What about the children of Israel? Did they remain outside the pale? And they were not part of that massive communal Gerus of Klal Yisrael, of Nasa V'Nishma? And Tosfos says that there, the Geirus was effectuated as a complete Geirus for the Ketanim, even without Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs.
Maybe the Pesach who did it, they were the Das of the Ketanim.
Oh, okay, that could be. Excellent, excellent. Again, if we were learning the Sugya, that would definitely be one Mahalat, that Bezdin themselves supplies the Das for Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs.
Maybe they can reject the Gudoilim, they can reject, but until then, the Gudoilim.
Right, right, right. But it could be very possible, as an alternative mahalach, that it's not that Bezdin could supply the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, but that there is no requirement of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then the Geirus is begufam through Mila and Tefillah, and that could effectuate the Geirus, so again, under certain very controlled conditions, and then the Geirus be chal d'oraisa, and the condition of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is dropped, because there is no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's what I heard once from the Rav when he was talking about the sugya in Yevamos. But I was also in the shir in Boston when he spoke about the sugya increases of bringing a karban. Now the Shita Mekubetz increases assumes that the karban ager is ma'akiv in Geirus. And the Rav asked the obvious question. The Gemara says, "Al miyata." Now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, is lo nekabel geirim? And the Gemara says, "Ludor seichem on daf tes," that we have to be mekabel geirim even in our time. Unless you belong to the Syrian community, that's a different thing. That's the cherem of Arab Tzofa. But we have Geiris Bizmanas, for most of us Ashkenazim. And why? We don't have the possibility of bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara derives from Lidoros Seichem, that in all Doros we have Kabbalah Geiris. But what about the carbon Ager? So the Rav used to say that the Tanai of carbon Ager in the Shita Megubetzes increases is only when we have a possibility of bringing the carbon. But when there's no possibility of bringing the carbon, then we drop the condition of bringing a carbon, and the Geiris is Chal even without the carbon. And that, in my mind, is very reminiscent of this Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that you can be Yotzil Melchama during Bayis Sheni even without the Urim V'Tumim, because if you don't have the Urim V'Tumim, then the Urim V'Tumim is not a precondition in going out to the Melchama of Bayis Sheni. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we still have a few points here that we have to clarify. But
maybe that's a solution for some problems.
The Das is the mother.
Well, maybe the Geirus is begufa because who we are. I see that dominating. What is your name?